Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to explore something that I come back to from time to time in my sharing of the principles behind the human experience, the essential nature of how we're made and how we work, what I call often in my work the inside-out understanding. And one of the things that I talk about is the difference between a principle, something that is just true, and a belief, something which it may or may not be helpful to think that does something for me or to me. And a principle is something that is 100% of the time. So the principle of gravity. Right? That's just how it works. It's not up for debate. It doesn't work differently for rich or poor or black or white or Asian or American. It just is how it works. There are principles of aeronautics. There's Bernoulli's principle of lift. There are principles of thrust and friction and drag that are just how the physical world works. And the beautiful thing about a principle is they're 100% reliable. They're true 100% of the time, no exceptions. And they're highly predictive because we kind of know gravity well enough that, you know, if I pick something up and say, what'll happen if we let go? 100 people out of 100, 100 times out of 100 will say it will fall to the ground. Now, the power of a principle is we don't have to think about it. Once we understand it, we can simply take it into account in everything that we do. Which is why understanding the principles of the mind that we have at core a living intelligence inside us. The principle of consciousness that we are made of awareness. The principle of thought that we are infinitely creative, that we can literally think anything. These are always at play. No exceptions. Now, take something that's not quite a principle, but is recognizable in the physical world, like sunrise and sunset. And again, technically, sun doesn't rise, sun doesn't set, but let's use that description of what's going on. We don't wake up each morning and wonder if the sun is going to rise today. Oh man, I haven't done my sunrise meditation. I hope it still comes up. Oh, I forgot to do my sunset prayer. We don't worry about it because we know that it works that way. It's not that we're very certain. It's not that we have a very strong belief. It's a matter of fact. It's kind of no big deal. Oh, the sun's up again. Oh, I dropped a glass and it fell to the floor and broke. It doesn't provoke, most of the time at least, awe. It provokes apathy. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what happens. So when we can start to see that same level of matter-of-factness about how human beings work, life gets so much simpler, but only when we see that it's 100% of the time. As long as we hold on to exceptions, then most of our attention is on those exceptions. So for me, when I first started to see that we're living in the feeling of our thinking, we're living in a thought-created experience of life, not the experience of our circumstances or the world around us or other people, I thought that was cool and I thought that was a helpful belief some of the time. And I liked it. And I thought, well, do you know what? I can see how 40% of the time that's true. But as I continued to pay attention and just notice, I started to notice, well, okay, maybe 60% of the time I'm living in the feeling of my thinking, but the other 40% is out there. And then it kind of became 80-20 and 90-10. And I got to a point where it was sort of like 99-1. 99% of the time, I'm living in the feeling of my thinking, but 1% of the time, I'm living in the feeling of what's going on in that country over there, or what this person said or did, or what happened to me in the past. But every time I took one of those things and really looked at it, I saw, oh, well, there are plenty of other people who are happy right now, and this same circumstance exists in this other country, and this same kind of thing has happened to them in the past. And then I went, wow, that's even true for me, because there are times where I am totally happy, even though this thing is happening, and even though these things happened. And so it would fall apart. Nothing stood up to scrutiny. And so I just decided one day, as an experiment, you know what? What if it's 100%? I'm just going to pretend it's 100% and see, does it work better? Like, not does it work better for me, but is that more in line with how things are? When they first charted the orbits of the planet around the sun, they thought it was circular and it didn't quite work. But then when they realized it was more of an elliptical orbit, suddenly the predictions were accurate. And so I wanted to kind of see, okay, is it, if it's 100% inside out, if 100% of my feeling is coming from inside, zero, none of it, not an ounce of it is coming from what somebody else says or does or what's happened or what's happening. Well, that's a very different world, and I very quickly saw and started to live in what felt like a very different world, but it became apparent to me was actually the real world. And all those other situations where it looked like this person was making me happy and this person was making me angry and this person was making me sad and this situation was giving me hope and that situation was making me feel hopeless, I started to see really clearly, oh, I'm discouraging myself or encouraging myself. I'm angering myself or quieting myself. I'm scaring myself, riling myself up, or settling myself. And once it became 100%, once I was no longer having to question, well, is this me or is this them? There was so much freedom that came because there was a whole category of things I didn't have to think about anymore. Now, I've kind of left this deliberately abstract. I've not given too many examples because I want you to explore this for yourself and see what you see. What if 100% of your feeling came from thought, 0% from anywhere else? And just see what you see. Notice what you notice. And my experience is that when somebody sees the 100% inside-out nature of their own experience, their experience just stops looking so scary. It stops looking like something that needs to be controlled. And it goes back to simply being what is. Something to be experienced. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.